to happen for you, but you must get out of your comfort zone and go for self. You must do you, you must go hard. There are no more excuses. This is the time of the New Year's resolution, but let me tell you right now, every single time you fall down, get back up and have a resolution. Resolve that you will no longer be in a comfort zone. Resolve that you will conquer your lower self. Resolve that you will conquer your excuses. Because excuses are like nails that build houses called failure. And there's nothing worse than a good excuse. Get out of your comfort zone by all means necessary. If it's time to be an entrepreneur, be an entrepreneur. If it's time to go back to school, get that degree, get that certification, and stop making excuses. You know we got that little angel and that little devil, right? And the little angel and that little devil tells us what to do, and we might become confused, or we might start dealing with the paralysis of analysis, and we start thinking too much. And while we're doing all this thinking, nothing is getting done. And you look a year ahead, or you fast forward to 5 years from now, and what did you do? What did you accomplish? Nothing. Nothing. Because you listening to your comfort zone. We have a pain body. We have a lower self. We have a Leviathan. That sea monster that's in the lower self that says, oh no, you're not gonna do that. I'm comfortable right now. No, you're not gonna get out of that bed. I'm comfortable right now. You're not gonna do nothing because I'm gonna hold you back down. And before you can point the finger at any external person, place, or thing, you gotta look at yourself. Self-examination. You gotta look at yourself. Say, why haven't I done this yet? Why haven't I done that yet? And stop hating on other people. Yes, hating. Oh, I don't hate. Oh, yes, you do hate. Oh, yes, you are envious. And yes, you are jealous. If someone else is doing their thing and going all out, and you're not doing your thing, and you know better, either you hating them or you hating yourself. Because you know you could do better. Every person has a talent, a gift, and a dream. Every person has a talent, a gift, and a dream. In the graveyard, I was going through a cemetery last night. Not walking through a cemetery, but I was driving through, you know, you could drive through to get to the other street. And I said, look at all these tombstones. Whoa. And you know, you got some big tombstones, some pyramids, some obelisks. And I said, well, those are the people that achieved something while they was here.